It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails, and we begin this week with a correction. A week ago, we talked with the editors of a book of newly released photographs called Impounded, Dorothea Lange and the Censored Images of Japanese-American Internment. During the conversation, it was mentioned that German-Americans were not interned in a similar fashion during the Second World War. Jan Bowles emailed from Caldwell, Idaho, to tell us that's incorrect. Although not interned in numbers comparable to Japanese Americans, German Americans and Italian Americans also were forced into camps. The preponderance of reporting on World War II internees has centered on Japanese Americans, but other affected groups have been overlooked. And 2 weeks ago, during my conversation with Ted Koppel about his documentary on Iran, he asked about my pronunciation of the word Neanderthal. Joe Voiles, a listener in Minneapolis, emailed to suggest while the correct pronunciation for the valley in Germany is Neanderthal, the heavy-browed human who lived in that area is called a Neanderthal. It can be confusing, but Thal is now generally preferred and serves as a sort of shorthand to distinguish one from the other. A week ago Monday, we talked with Republicans about what lies ahead for them now that they're in the minority party in the 110th Congress. Listener D. King emailed to ask, where have these reasonable, thoughtful Republican voices been for the past 8 years or more? Why have we had to listen to nothing but the same old script over and over, often full of vitriol and deceit? I don't know whether to tell them all to just shut up now since they didn't do us any good over the last few years, or to hope that they will begin to finally speak with the force, thought, and graciousness they should have been using all along. And before the Thanksgiving holiday last week, Leroy Sievers stopped by to reflect on the first anniversary of his diagnosis with cancer and to share what he's thankful for this year. Lindsay Shari wrote us from Salt Lake City. I am also a one-year survivor of breast cancer. After losing my hair, my left breast, and experiencing 4 months of chemo, I'm grateful for every day. I'm thankful to be able to get up, get dressed, and run an errand. I find myself smiling at strangers. I think I'm saying, hi, I didn't die. It's so good to see you. I'm thankful for love, friendship, and prayer, and a great pin I got at my oncologist's office that says, cancer sucks. It kind of says it all. We took some time out last Wednesday for video games. As the market for games and consoles stagnates, game makers are desperately trying to reach out to new gamers, including women and baby boomers. But many of you complained that too many of the games today are just simple shoot-em-up or sports games with no heart, no story, and no real challenge. Grant Den emailed in with a suggestion. There's a game forthcoming by Will Wright called Spore, which is a combination of evolutionary theory, Pac-Man, and Star Wars, he wrote. Essentially, you start with a single-celled organism and evolve it up to a race of planet conquerors. It looks cerebral and like a lot of fun. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Be sure to let us know where you're writing from, and please give us some help on how to pronounce your name.